is said by the Ashkenazim. The Sfaradim have either a different or a much more elaborate nusach of Tal. Now Tal, we say on the first day of Pesach, it's when the rain season comes to an end, and it's now the time when we don't adrab. If it rains, it's not a good sign. It's a siman klala. Okay, if a person said it's not a good sign for it to rain when it's not supposed to rain, and we stop being mispal for geshem. The geshem be etzem is bracha, and because geshem be etzem is bracha, it's a little halacha. In Nusuch Ashkenaz, most of us, when we daven Shemona Esrei, we do not say anything when it comes to this part of Shemona Esrei. Ata gibor li'olam Hashem, mechaye meisim ata, rav l'hoshia, and we go right away into mechalkel chayim b'chesed. So basically what the Shatz has to do, the person, the Gabbai who makes the announcement, what he's really telling the people to do is to stop. Stop praying for Geshem. That's a no-no. There's no such thing in Judaism as telling people to stop davening. You don't do that. Now you'll say to me, what do you mean? Hashem did it. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, Hashem says, Mat titzak elai, daber el b'nei shol viso. Klal Yisrael, they were at the Am Suf, okay, Shvi'a Shol Pesach. Let me just close the window. It's raining. Later. Moshe Rabbeinu, who came to Kriyas Yam Suf, the Klal Yisrael felt in jeopardy, and Moshe said to them, Hashem said to Moshe, Ma titzak elai, stop davening, daber el b'nei Yisrael viso, and just travel forward. So Hashem basically told them to stop davening. Ma titzak elai, what are you davening to me? So in essence, Hashem was telling them to stop davening. Now, if you take that to its logical conclusion, then the Gabbai should make an announcement before they begin the Musaf. Rabbi Yisai, stop! Stop being mispalel for Geshem. But we don't do that. There's no such thing. No, there's no such thing in Shul where the Gabbai makes an announcement to stop davening. What happens? You daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei. If you daven the Nusach Ashkenaz, you continue to daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei, and you say, Mashiv Aruch HaMarid HaGeshem. And then when the Chazaras HaShatz begins, for the very first time, the Shliach Tzibor, when he comes to Atah Gibor, Lila Mashem Mechayim Beis Matav Loshia, he now begins with the Nusach of Tehoimos Hadoim L'Rissisei Kisufim. He begins to the Tfil of Tal. So now that basically is a change, where now we're going to say, no longer going to be Mispal for Geshem. So we introduce Tal with a tefillah, special tefillah for Tal. That's the announcement. The announcement is by making a special tefillah. You don't make an announcement. The whole Tal is very unique. Tal is much more powerful than Geshem. Because Geshem, the truth is you don't need to say a piyut for Geshem. It's not necessary. Because all you need to do is give a clap on the bima and say, Rabbi Yisai, the time has come to daven for Geshem. Just start saying it. You don't even need to say Geshem. Come Sukkot, there's no need for Geshem. But when it comes to Tal, you need a special tefillah to introduce Tal, because there is no tefillah for Tal. Tal is just the omission of Geshem. Until now, we've been davening for Geshem. We're telling the tzibur to stop davening for Geshem. You can't do that. You can't tell the people not to daven. So instead of telling them not to daven, you introduce a special one-time prayer that's said only by the Shliach Tzibur to pray for Tal. The truth is, Tal doesn't need any prayer, because Tal is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has guaranteed this world will never cease to exist. Just like we don't pray for air, no one davens that Hashem, you should provide oxygen in this world. Why isn't there a tefillah for oxygen? Because it's part of nature that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees there are certain givens. There is oxygen, there is dry land. I mean, we give Birchas HaShevach in the morning of, we say Birchas HaShevach, Ruach Haaretz Alamayim, Shasli Kol Tzarik, they're all different things that we allude to these blessings, but it's not something which you have to pray for. It's something you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tal is one of those things. There's no need to really pray for Tal. It's more of a Birchas HaShevach. And it's a one-time deal. And it basically serves as the technique of telling people to stop praying for Geshem. It's unique, because when it comes the other end of the year, when it comes to pray for Geshem, there the tefillah for Geshem is a prayer that you have to pray for. It does not rain by itself. So when the Shliach Tzibur davens Geshem, he's actually praying for something that it's not, there's no guarantee. And in fact, the Tzibur will follow in the lead of the Shliach Tzibur for the rest of the year. Every single tefillah, they're going to say, Mashiv Aruch HaMoreh Geshem. So between the two, many people, they group the two together. There's Tal and there's Geshem. The Shliach Tzibur is the same Nusach. There's the same Nusach. There's a special Nusach for Tal. There's a unique Nusach. They're the same Nusach for Tal and Geshem. But the truth is, they don't really belong together. They're really very, very different. Tal is something that you have, it's a prayer in order to tell the Olam to be mafsik, whereas Geshem is a prayer that you're telling the people to, now is the time when you have to actually start davening for this thing. Okay, so that's the basic introduction to Tal. Now, there's another thing about Tal, very interesting concept. Tal, I once saw this many, many years ago, this idea. I remember I told this to my father, Zichron Levracha, and he was blown away. You know, it's very bizarre that I think about this right now. You know why? Because my father was nifter on Pesach. The first day of Pesach. And the first day of Pesach is when you say Tal. It's my father's yahrzeit. And I remember many, many years ago, I told my father this fart, and I remember his reaction. My father didn't react to too many things that I told him. He didn't react too many of my chidushim. But I remember he really reacted to it. And now it's very spooky telling this over to you, because I now realize that Tal must have been something very sensitive to him, because he was nifter on the first day of Pesach. Okay, he was born on the second day of Pesach, and he died on the first day of Pesach, and Tal was done on the first day of Pesach. And what was the Vart? The Vart is that Tal are the letters of Lamed Tes. What does Lamed Tes represent? The Lamed Tes Melochis. On Shabbos, there are 39 categories of labor. And the Mishnah Masechet Shabbos, Melachas Shabbos, Shloshim V'Tesh, there are 39 melachos of a person. Does every single aveir on Shabbos, the most karbonos he can bring for being doing not violating the laws of Shabbos, you can bring 39 karbonos. You can violate Shabbos the maximum 39 times. Every melacha, there are 39 principal melachas, and in those principal melachas, there are the toldos, the ovos, and the toldos, but the maximum you can get is 39. 39, it is the totality of creative labor. The totality of creative labor is the number 39. And the 39 melachas of Shabbos correspond to the 39 melachas that were necessary to build the Mishkan. In building the Mishkan, there were 39 categories of labor. And Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world, there were 39 creative acts of labor and Hashem's part to create this world. So the number 39 has three parallels. 39 creative acts of labor. There are 39 melachos on Shabbos, and there were 39 creative acts of labor to build the Mishkan, the number 39. So what does number 39 mean? It means go to work. It means creative labor. When you take Lamed Tes and you turn backwards, so what it becomes Tal. What is Tal? Tal represents blessing that comes from heaven that you don't have to work for. It comes by itself. It's free. It's a freebie. It's a bonus. It's a stimulus check. It's a gift from above. You don't have to work for it. No, when it comes to Geshem, the very beginning of Ma'aseh Bereishis, it says that the blades of grass that came to the surface of the earth, and it did not go above the surface. Why not? V'odom ayin la'avoid es ho'adama, because man did not yet exist to work the earth, and if there is no man, to work the earth, then the grass does not grow. Chazal explained, what does that mean? Adam was not yet in existence to be mispalel to Hashem that it should rain. You need a man to pray that it should rain, should come down from heaven so that the earth can produce. And that by extension means that you have to be mispalel to Hashem and you should be successful in all of your creative labor making a parnasa. But then there's a form of liquid that comes down from heaven. It's very similar. Tal and Geshem, there's a lot of similarities. Obviously, Geshem has different chemical property which causes the grass to grow, causes the earth to grow. And Tal does not have that property, but Tal is also this. There's an element of blessing that comes from Tal. I'm not a scientist, obviously. I don't know what all this is about, but there is some element of moisture that comes from heaven every single night. It comes down to the earth. The earth is wet with a different chemical item, some liquid, which is a blessing. And this liquid you do not have to pray for. It is a gift. Geshem represents the Lamed Tes Melachos. Tal represents a gift. The opposite of Lamed Tes is Tal. Lamed Tes 39, turn around, it's Tes Lamed. It represents a freebie. A freebie that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the world without any creative labor. And when we come to this Nusach, that in essence is what we are doing. So let's try to read the Nusach. Now, before I came here today, I tried mamish for a few minutes to try to prepare something. Baruch Hashem was very busy. I didn't have much time to prepare. And I just looked at one source of Tal. And the only thing I was able to get out of it in the few minutes that I looked over this to prepare is the theme of this piyut is the word rotzoin, favor. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu bi'amcha Yisraelu v'sfilasam. Ritzei means find favor, rotzoin. Yehiyu l'rotzoin imrei fi v'hegel libi l'fanecha. Everything in this piyut says to take note of, you'll see centers around the theme of rotzoin. So we're going to try to see if that's really true. You see now, there are different parts. We don't have that much time. So we're just going to start from the Elokeinu l'chavoseinu. But really, there is different parts of the piyut, which part of it comes from the Mogein. Well, I don't know if we do all the parts. There are different parts. It's not so clear if today, Bezman HaZeh, we incorporate into the Nusach HaTfilah all the different parts. The part that we do, we see on the page over here, is when we begin the Musaf. Let me actually open up to the page over here so I can tell you from my Siddur. Okay, one set, here's the Tal. Okay, you don't have the whole thing on your screen, but let me just give you a little background. We do what's called a Mogein. Okay, there's something called a Mogein. What's a Mogein? Mogein is a shield. And Mogein means whenever you insert a piyut into the first blessing of the Shmona Esrei, after you finish the bracha, before you say the words Baruch Ato Hashem, Mogein Avraham, that is called the Mogein. In the world of piyut, there are a lot of piyutim. There's a kurva, there's a kroivetz, there are yoitzrois. Why is it called yoitzrois? Everyone is dashing. Do you say the yoitzrois? You don't say the yoitzrois? I don't know what these people are talking about. I never say yoitzrois. Whoever says yoitzrois today. But people who say the yoitzrois in shul, why are they called yoitzrois? Because you're supposed to say it in the bracha of yoitzer or uvorei choshech. In the birchas kriyashma, that begins with Yoitzer or Uvorei Choshech, Oiseh Shalom Uvorei Esakol, you're supposed to add a piyut in that part of the davening. That's why it's called a Yoitzer. It's the bracha of the Yoitzeris. Now what's very bizarre is the shuls today that do say what we call the Yoitzeris do not say it in the bracha of Yoitzer or Uvorei Choshech. Instead they say it after Musaf or before Musaf. They've extracted it from where it really belongs, and they've put it in a different part of davening. But the title does not depart, and we still call it Yoitzrois because that's where it really belongs. And the same way it's called Yoitzrois, there's something called a kurva. A kurva means it's close, I don't remember where that's a different part of davening. But this is called the Mogein. What's the Mogein? You finish the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, the shatz goes, Baruch Atah, the whole long nosuch. And then he has Melech Oizer, Mashiach Mogein, ay. He comes with Mogein, and then is when the Shliach Tziba first begins to insert words into the prayer, and the words are Bedatoi Abiyachidos. What does that mean? This is like a Netilas Rishus. It's like when the Chazan says on the Yomim Noiram, he says Hinini or Achila. So here he begins b'dayatay with his consent, the consent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abiyach, you don't have this on the screen. This is above the screen. Abiyachidois, I will speak mysteries ba'amzu bezu, among his people, bezu, with the following words, betal lahachadois. With tal, may lahachadois, what is the word lahachadois? May the Jewish people be praised with tal. Okay, I'm not sure what all this means over here. I'm not going to focus on it right now. But this part of the davening is called the Mogei. And then we finish up Baruch Atah Hashem Mogei Avraham. Fine, we're done. Now we go to what's called this part. Atah Gibor Lelam Hashem Chaim Eidu Rav Loshia. And here's what you see on the screen. Is here we begin the main part of the Tfilas Tal. Okay, let's try to read it together and try to translate the best that we can. Tohoimois Hadoim. Okay, now what does that mean? That means the depths of the footstool. What is the footstool? The footstool is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the Ha'oretz Hadoim Raglav. The earth is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footstool. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kiseh HaKavod is in Shemayim, and he rests his feet on this world. So Tohoimois Hadoim means the depth of this world, Lir Sisoi Kisufim. These words are like the words of Tanakh. We learn Yeshulam Navi, Nevi Macharonim. You cannot translate them in order. You have to be creative in how you translate these words. And you have to read them backwards. Kisufi means it yearns. For what lirisisoi? The word lirisisoi means drops of liquid. And in this context, the word lirisisoi is a borrowed word. It means they yearn for tal. The chol no ois desha, all of the meadows of desha, lush meadows. Nois means a meadow of desha that's lush of vegetation. Loi, for it nichsafim it yearns. So let's review the first line. This one line we should learn. Tohoimois hadoim hadoim lirisisoi kisufim. We're going to get backwards. The depths of this earth, the end of the earth, the depth of this earth, the fields, yearn. Kisufim lirisisai. Reading it backwards, those last two words. The earth yearns for some droplets of tal. And in the past, then this expression repeats itself. The chol nois deshe. All of the lush meadows. Deshe means vegetation. Of nois of the meadows. Lo for it. It means what? The tal. Nichsafim is in a state of yearning. Tal. Zichroi gevurois moisifim. Just the mention of tal, zichroi, it's mentioned. Read those two words backwards. The zichroi tal. Just to even mention the word tal, gevurois moisifim, it adds greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's splendor. Okay, HaKadosh, this is the brach of gevura. Ata gibor li'olam Hashem, you are a gibor. The fact that we even mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a provider of tal enhances the greatness, the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chokuk begishas musafim. And mention of tal is etched, has become part of the fabric of the Musaf prayer. Chokuk means it's been etched. Begishas, when we, Klal Yisrael, come near to Hashem to pray to Him the Tefillah of Musaf. In other words, this is a sacred custom of the Jewish people to pray for Tal in the Musaf of Pesach. So one more time, the Tal HaChayos Boy.
Ask you a question in the middle that has nothing to do with anything.
Yes.
If I prepare borscht tonight, can I use regular sugar or I need a heksher for Pesach?
You're planning to eat this on Pesach?
Yeah.
Of course.
If there's anything inside the sugar, it'll be melted.
No. Ein mevadlin iser lechatchila. No.
There's no Isser before Pesach.
No. There is an Isser. And first of all, it's a davar shenoisin tam. It's not bottle. You could this flavor.
No, the chametz would definitely be bad.
No.
Sugar gives the time. Chametz
is also b'mashu. Chametz also b'mashu is categorically forbidden. If you make borscht tonight, you must add kosher lepesach sugar. There is no question about it. There's no doubt about it. There's nothing to talk about. Sorry, okay. Sorry. You have to have kosher lepesach sugar. No.
I think Domino's is kosher all year round.
If it does not have on the label a hechsher, even if it has a kosher lepesach, you have to hope and pray it's really kosher lepesach. Certainly, when it doesn't have a hechsher that's kosher lepesach, you can't assume nothing. Even if it says kosher lepesach, I wouldn't be so excited about what you find out some of the horror stories that really go on behind the scenes. So alachas kam v'kama. Okay. Vayt tal hachayes boy in the kike yisifim. Tal to resurrect with it the nikuke sifim, those who are buried in the rocks, in other words, the dead. Chazal say that tal is the magic, is the object which HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses to bring about techias hanesim. So let's review over here. Let's learn this one line over here. Let's review. Okay, we start with Ata Gibar. And we have on the page the depths of this earth, which here is being described as Hashem's footstool, the Hadoim Raglov. It's yearning for those droplets of tal. The Chol Nois Desha, every luscious field, meadow, Loi Nichsofim is waiting for this day, yearning for the Geshem. What else about for the Tal? What else? Tal Zichroi Gevurois Mosifim. Just the mere mention of Tal, it adds Gevura. It is an expression of acknowledging HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, his power, that he's able to provide this world with this form of sustenance. Chokuk, the mention of Tal, is etched into the Nusach HaTfilah when Begishas, when we come near Hashem Musafim to pray the Musaf prayer. Tal Lahachayosboy, Tal has the advantage. It is the object which Hashem has selected with which he will perform Techiyas HaNesim. Hashem will deposit Tal upon the dead bodies to bring them back to life, to resurrect them, those people who are buried in the Nikukei, in the clefts of Si'ifim, of rocks. In ancient times, people were not buried in the ground. People were buried in caves, in crypts. And the crypts were typically described as Nikukei cracks. Cracks in the big rocks, in big massive stones. People's bodies or their bones. What appears what they would do is, in ancient times, a person would die, and they would put the person in the ground, attempting that to accelerate the decomposition of his basar. And about a year later, they would go to the burial spot, and they would dig him up. And hopefully the body, the basar, would be completely decomposed, and the only thing left would be the bones. And they would collect the bones, likutei atzamos, and they would take those bones, put them in a little container, a little box, and put those bones into the Nikuke Sifim in a crypt. And the bones, when you collect the bones, it doesn't take up much space. It does not take up, but so they would put the person in the ground to decompose, remove the bones, and put the bones in a box, and put the box into the Nikuke Sifim. Our Mashiach will come, and when Talmud Chiyas Mesim will come, Hashem will send Tal, a special Tal, that will make contact with these bones that are buried inside the Nikuki Sifim, and will cause these bones to come back to life. Okay, then we start the prayer. Grant Tal Liritzais to find Rotzoin in to give favor to your land. So here notice the word Lirotzoin, Liritzais, Artzach. Shisenu V'rocha Biditzach. Shisenu means like shos. Shosli Elokim Zera Acher means to set. Establish us for blessing, biditzach. Ditzach means gila, rina, ditza v'chedva. Ditza means joy, pleasure. Roiv dagan v'sirosh behaf ditzach. Now notice that word, you see over here, the tzadi and the chaf. You see the word that keeps on repeating? Those letters keep on repeating themselves. Artzach, biditzach, behaf ditzach. Behaf ritzach means strengthen. Behaf ritzach, an abundance of grain, wine, to strengthen. Behaf ritzach, may you strengthen us. Chomim ir bo heftzach, and raise up the city which you have a desire, betal. Okay, so what's the first line? Nachamol, tal, tein lirtzoy sartzach, grant tal, as a way of showing favor to your land. When you grant tal, Hashem, you are in essence expressing a sign that you show us favor. Shiseinu v'racha b'ditzach, set us for blessing with joy. Roiv dagan v'sirosh b'haf ritzach, may you grant us an abundance of grain and wine to strengthen us. May you cause your city that you desire to rise up a tal. Okay, next, quickly. Tal tzavei shem tov v'muteres. May you command that it should be a tal, a year that's blessed and it's crowned with glory. Pri aretz l'gaon v'lisferes, the fruit of the earth for splendor and for teferes is beauty. Ir katsuka noiseres, the city that remains like a sukkah. Yerushalayim, it's deserted. No, this is the city, Kasukono Seres. Okay, this is the Golos, the city Yerushalayim that has become desolate, like a Kasukono Seres. Simo biyotcha teres, now make it, transform it into a glorious city. So again, well, let's review it quickly. Tal tzave shana toiva, with tal command that we be blessed with a year of blessing and a year that's crowned with a year that's crowned with blessing. Piaretz legoin l'sferes, the fruit of the earth should be produced for glory and honor. The ir kasukon l'sferes, the city of Yerushalayim that has been abandoned, that has been in exile, that has been desolate for so many years in Galus, and has remained like a booth, like an empty booth. No one is there. May you now restore it. Sima biyotcha, may you put it into your hand, ateres, as a crown of glory. May you raise it up. Tal noifef alei eretz b'rucha, tal that is dripping, let it drop. The tal that drips upon the earth. Mimeget shemaim sabein b'rucha. Meged Shmai means the fruits of heaven. Meged is named for a fruit. May you satisfy us with blessing. To light up from the darkness, the kana. Now the word kana means a base, and it's a code word for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is called the kana. You have this in some of the piyutim. It's a very nice word. A kana means a base. A base, it really means, it's a word for Klal Yisrael. We are the foundation of this world. The Kana, the nation, Acharecha Meshuch, that's drawn after you. Kal Yasis Suf Harim, may the Tal drip upon the mountains. Okay, Suf means sweet. Tal Yasis Suf, may this, you have to translate the words backwards. May the sweetness of the Tal drip upon the mountains. Te'em Bim Oidecha Mufharim, May you. What's the word? To aim. May you savor. May you have taste. B'moydecha mufchorim. May you free your favorite ones from bondage. To aim b'moydecha mufchorim. Okay. Let free your favorite ones from, I'm not sure how that means, make them free. Charonech chaletz mimaskarim, that means to free. Let's go, we're out of time, let's go further. Zimmer nangim v'kol norim, we will sing beautiful songs. Tal v'soiva malei asameinu, fill up our storage houses with tal and blessing. Hacha'es techadish ameinu, right now may you renew our days. Dor ke'erkecho hameid shameinu, a generation like your value. Shalom aleichem. What does this mean? What does this expression over here mean? I don't know what it means. Okay, let's try to see what it means over here. Tal v'soiva malayas sameinu. Okay, tal v'soiva, tal, with tal and soiva, satisfaction, maliasameinu, fill up our storage houses. Hachoes, at this time, techadeh shemeinu, at this time, renew us. Now, here, doid, like this is like in Shir HaShirim. Anili doidi vidoidili. Doid means our beloved one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We call HaKadosh Baruch Hu the doid. Ki erkecha, like your value, make us like you. Hameid shemeinu. It's a very powerful idea. Make our name, it's a very bold statement, equivalent to your erich. Erich normally means your worth. That we should be associated with your name. V'rohu kol ame aretz ki shem Hashem nikru olecha v'yodu mimecha. Let the world come to this matzav of appreciation that we are an extension of your shame. Doid, one more time, our beloved one, ki erkecha, equivalent to you, hameid shemeinu. Make us worthy that we should be a representative of your name. Again, like by the tefillin. V'ro kol ami aretz ki shem Hashem nikro lecha. Gan raves simeinu, make us like a well-watered garden. Last line, tal boi savarich mazayim, with tal blessed our food. B'mishmanenu al yihirozayin, and may there be no scarcity in our abundance. B'mishmanenu l'shnaf shamein, our fat. In our blessing, there should be absolutely nothing lacking, no scarcity. Ayuma asher hisata katzayin, the nation which you have led, okay, which you have caused to move. Like sheep, Klal Yisrael, we have many, many times, we're learning in the morning, we have a lot of times where we call Chayish and Shibet Tzoyim Kodoshim. Ona Tafek Lo Ratzoyim, we beg you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please fulfill, grant her Ratzoyim. So you notice again over here, you see the word Ratzoyim is the constant theme of this piyut. It starts with Ratzoyim, ends with Ratzoyim, and there are many references over here for this principle of Ratzoyim. Yihiyu L'Ratzoyim Imrei fi vehegel milafonecha. Okay, and the last part everyone knows. Shatu Hashem lechem mashav lechem orat hatol levrach v'lekol lechem v'lovis. Lesayv l'ratzon. Okay, we have over here all of here these different tefillos. In the nusach svard, you have a chance. They have now a lot of shuls today are very accommodating. They have a lot of different sidurim. If you get a chance, it'll be very fast, very, very fascinating to take a look at the Nusach Sefarad, the real Svard, not the Nusach Svard, the real Svardim. Look at their Nusach of Tal, and they have here a very long list of Bakoshois at the end for the coming year. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Rabbi Isai, thank you very, very much for living with me. I got a lot out of this, okay? I really did get a lot out of this, even though I didn't prepare anything here tonight. But thank you very much for listening. I appreciate it very, very much. And again, I'm sorry you didn't get my message. I'm very curious to see who I send the message to. I was in a bit of a rush. And...